Topic now of Puruvu, and I want to devote today to exactly what the Makor is, which, as I've taught you many times, when you investigate a certain topic in halacha, you must start from the Makor, because the Makor reflects a lot about the din, and that's the proper way to research something in Torah. Is to start from the Makor. Right? Reb Chaim would always want to know what the Makor of a certain thing is to determine whether it's derived from the Rabbanon. And in the same vein, I want to begin in that vein as well. Let's get right to it. If you look, the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara, Mesechus Yevamos, Adav Samachem, and Beis quotes various different psukim as to what exactly the Makor is. So, let's go through it now. The first pasuk that is quoted is in Bereishis Perek Aleph, pasuk Chaf Ches v'Chaf Zayin. Okay? Again, Bereishis Aleph, let's get it all down with Yomim. Bereishis Aleph, Perek Chaf Zayin, pasuk Chaf Ches. It says in the pasuk, Vayivra Lokim is Adam Itzalmo, Itzalam Lokim Bara Oso Zachar Unikeva Bara Osom. Vayavarach Osom Lokim Vayomer Lahem Elokim, Puruvu Umiluis Arts Vikivshua, Urdegu Bidgat Sayam Vilof Hashamayim Vilchokhaya Romesis Alarz. So, the question that we must ask is this a Pasuk Tzivui or is it just for a Bracha? So, by Yavarach Osam obviously implies a bracha. And which Gemara in Shas identifies as a bracha? Gemara in Ksubis Hayam et Aleph. Gemara says, Hol v'nemra bro bracha la'adam. However, at the same time, Aryeh, it says, Vayomer lahem. What does Vayomer lahem imply? That implies a tzivui. That implies an imperative. So, you could say that the pasuk is telling you a bracha and a tzivui. That is a possibility. That is for sure a distinct possibility that you can interpret the pasuk referring to both being a bracha and a tzivui. Okay, that is the pasuk shot, and I did not identify who actually quotes this, but it's the Mishnah Samachem Beis Ish Mitzuval Privi Rivia. A man is obligated in the mitzvah Puruvu, of Allah, Isha, not a woman. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broch Omer, Hashneim hu Omer. It's incumbent upon both a man and a woman. So he quotes that, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broch, as the Makor of Puruvu, and we're going to get back to it. He actually holds both men and women are Makor. We don't paskin like that. We obviously paskin the Chacham, only men and not women. But the bottom line is that that's the first Makor that would appear. And there are two ways to interpret it. Is it a brach or is it a tzivui? Okay. Now, let's continue. There's another pasuk that is found in the Chumash a little bit later. And that's Bereishis Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph. Let's read the pasuk. You're getting them all down, Binyamin, please. Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph. This is found in Parshas Noach. It says in the pasuk, it says, "This is how you go through things thoroughly." Siyata Dishmaya. Vayavarach Elokim es Noach v'ezbonav v'yomer lahem puruvu umilus aretz. Says b'feirush that Hashem blessed Noach and his sons, and he said, "Puruvu umilus aretz." You could also have the same suffix how to read this pasuk. Here it has a lashon bracha, and it also has a lashon of a tzivui. It says ve'avarach lekim esnoch, and it says v'yomer lahem. So just like we said, you could read the pasuk, the first pasuk we mentioned in Bereishis, to be both a bracha and a tzivui. Gemara identifies as a bracha in Ksubis Hayam et Aleph. So too, you could read this pasuk as going in both directions. But there's a third pasuk. In Bereishis Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin, six psukim later, also in Parshas Noach, where it says, Vatem Puruvu, Shirtsu Varts, Uruvuva. So there is pretty clear in that pasuk that that is a tzivui, right? It doesn't say Viavarach over there. So that third pasuk we're quoting seems to be very clear that it's a tzivui.
Where is this third pasuk?
Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin. Want me to read it again?
Yep.
I'll read it again. Atem Puruvu, Shirtsu Varts, Uruvuva. Okay, so we've covered how many psukim so far?
Three.
Number four. There's a pasuk a little bit later. Are you with me? Are you Berman? There's a fourth pasuk. Mentioned in Brachos Lamed Hey, pasuk Tes Tu, pasuk Yud Aleph. I believe that parsha is Parshas Vayishlach. I'm looking at it right now, and it's referring to Yaakov Avinu. And the pasuk says in Perek Lamed Hey, pasuk Yud Aleph. Actually, we should start from Tes Yud Aleph. Vayarlokim el Yaakov o bevo biparan aram vayavarach oso vayomelo Elohim yomelo Elohim shimcha Yaakov lo yikar shimcha od Yaakov kim b'Yisrael yeshmecha yikar shmo eshmo v'Yisrael vayomelo Elohim ani kel shaddai prey ruvei goyim ukal goyim yem mecha umlochim alachatzecha yitzeu. So the fourth pasuk says that the Eibishter told Hashem, that Hashem told Yaakov, pray Reveille. So this also could imply a bracha, because it's Vayarach Oso. It doesn't imply, it says it. It also could be a Lashon of a Tzivui, because it's Vayomer. So, of the four psukim, right, the first, second, and fourth could go both ways, as a bracha and a Tzivui. You follow me? The third one solely is a Tzivui. So that's a good introduction to the psukim and the Chumash. And that's where you have to start from. As we know, the Gemara says in Brachas and Ham and Aleph that Hashem gave His Torah Shavos Av and Torah Shabal Peh. Everything is divinely given. The Gemara makes a drasha based on the pasuk Sefer Shmos. Everything was given Shas Kulam Bet Sinai. Okay. Let's continue now. Let us continue. Before we continue, I just want to point out that there is a Gemara in Brachas. And if you give him a mouth, it says Tani Bar Kapara Kol Akori La Avram Avram over Be'esei. Anyone who calls Avram Abram is over in Isser Esei. Rabbi Eliezer Moreover Omer Balav. So Gemara says, well, why don't you apply that to Yaakov Avinu also? So Gemara says, because the Eibishter calls him again after Yaakov's his name is changed. So he calls him again Yaakov and braces men above Pasuk Beis, right? But Yomer Lakim Nisrova Maros Alav Yomer Yaakov Yaakov. So it's borrowed from the Gemara that wasn't for that special heter, it would have been mashma that there would have been Isser to call Yaakov Yaakov. Yes? So you see that lemaisa in these psukim that I just read about Yaakov, that there's built-in sivuyim. You follow me? It's clear that from the Gemara and Shas that there's sivuyim here. You follow me? Because the Gemara would have had an Isser if it wasn't for the Gemara having a heter. Remember we said the fourth pasuk implies, it's a bracha and a tzivui, but I'll show you Gemara and Shas where it's a tzivui, because the Gemara there in David Gimel pilpels with why there's no Isser to call his name Yaakov. You follow what I'm saying? So you see the Torah Shavuot understood the psuk was talking about a tzivui as well. Okay? It's interesting. I pointed out two Gemaras to you. The Gemara and Bracha is, Gemara and Ksubas, Ham and Alf Shul, said Beferush, that bracha, that pasuk, the first bracha that we mentioned was a bracha l'adam. So 1, 2, and 4 is a bracha and a tzivui. 3 was just a tzivui. Okay. The Meila, this brings us to the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Aleph, where the Chinuch writes the following. Okay, I'm quoting. First mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch. Bereishis yesh ba mitzvahs esei achas, vihi mitzvahs privi rivi shenemar, quoting Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Ches, which was our second pasuk, if I'm not mistaken. Ve'avarach Hashem Elokim ve'yomer lahem Elokim pru revu. Yes? It's clear from the chinuch that this is a tzivui, it's a mitzvah, and it's given immediately after the creation of Adam. And he says, the svaras kimishrashi ha-mitzvah zuhu Shia Olam Yushav Shashem Baruch Hu Chafetz B'Yishuvo. The root of the mitzvah is that the Eibusher wants the world settled. Kedechsiv, it says in Yeshayah Memhei Pasuk Yudches, Lo So V'ra Lashav Yitzara. Hashem wants the world populated. V'kevin Shetashlum HaYitzira. What's Tashlum mean? What does the word Tashlum here mean? The fulfillment of the creation of Hubim Mitzvah Zu is to populate the world. Min Adin. Don't you think it's Mistaber? She Yitzava of Adam Arishon. Why would you wait till Noah, right? If the whole point of the world is to fulfill, populate the world and fill it up, right? Wouldn't you think it would be commanded Adam Arishon right after he's created? The Lo Yitzava of Arishon Arak of Noach Obonav. It's very severe. Why would you say that that's commanded only for Noach Obonav? Okay? Now the Chizkuni, and this pasuk in Perek Aleph, pasuk Ches, quotes a Yesh Meforshim that after Adam Rishon sinned and Hashem fined the human beings with Misa, then there was a need to have Purhu again said, because the Nechser Shlemus Hayetzira V'Hutzuch Al Hashlamus B'nei Adam. What does that mean? Nechser Shlemus Hayetzira, meaning that I guess when Misa was implemented into the world, you're going to have a block to the notion of filling up the world. If people die, so there's a need to try to what? To try to replace that. You follow what I'm saying? I think that's what the Chizkuni means. Pretty sure that's what he means. That there was a new need to. Because that's what I'm asking. What is Shlemus HaYetzirah? The Shlemus HaYetzirah is to what? Is to fill up the world. So if people are dying, then you're going to need a what? I don't know why necessarily you need a why do you need a Ritzivui for that? I guess when Hashem is created, so I guess when Hashem created man, he needed to tell him right away, I want you to have as many kids as possible, and no one's going to die. Right, but once people start dying, maybe it's a reinvigorated chiyuv. But it seems like it's the same chiyuv, no? I want you to get that down. What you said. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just wondering, what is the pshat in the Chizkuni? Is that the pshat? I mean, why isn't that the same chiyuv? Well, regardless of whether people die or not, you know, there's a mitzvah you should be to populate the world, don't you think? Why should it differ if people die? You know what I'm saying? Why would you think that?
No,
I mean, once people die, maybe you think there's no chiyuv anymore?
They're just going to die. There's people that
so what's the point?
Made,
so what's the point? Okay, I think you're saying good. In other words, you're saying, it'd be, what's the point if people die? So that's why you need a reinvigoration. It's not a reinvigoration. It's a new chiyuv. Okay, I like that. I think maybe that's what you could say. There's once man was created, Hashem said, fill it up, so fine. Well, now that they're dying, maybe you would say there's no such concept, because the point was to keep them going, right? Okay, I hear you. You're saying good. Okay, let's continue now. What are some rayas to the shita of the Sefer HaChinuch, and that the makor is really what is really the first pasuk that we mentioned? So the Mishnah we mentioned on Samachem and Bey says, a man is mitzuvah on Puruhu, a woman is not. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Bokhar said, both men and women are mechuyav because of Yarach HaSom Elokim V'yomalem Puruhu. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bokhar, the Iker Tzivu and Mitzvah Puruhu is from the Pasuk, Adam and Chava, right after they were created. Because if it was a bracha alone, right, you couldn't bring it as a marker. You follow me? You wouldn't be able to bring it as a marker at all. Everyone got that? In other words, you wouldn't be able to bring it as a mocker unless it was just a bracha. So obviously it's clear that Rabbi Yochanan Broka held that this pasuk was a tzivui. Okay? It's very clear that he quoted this, he held this pasuk was a what? Was a tzivui. Very clear he held this pasuk was a tzivui. Okay? Fine. However, this leads us to the Rabbanan. What's the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan hold, women are not mechuyav in Puruhu. So the Gemara already is bothered by this. And the Gemara says, Menani Miwi. Well, how do you know on Samach and Ebez that women are potter according to the Tanakhama? So the Gemara says the following: Amar Rabbi Law Mishum Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Amar Krah. So derech for a man to conquer, but not the derech of a woman to conquer in war. So Gemara asks, Adarabba v'kivshua. It says, Losh Rav tarte mashma. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak v'kivshua k'siv. Nachman Bar Yitzchak says v'kivshua.
No, he says
v'kivshua. No, v'kivshua k'siv, which means what? The fact that the Torah order without the word vav. Kivshuha without the vav, make a drasha of lashon yachid. Then only a bracha, only this is for a man and not a woman. That's the chiddush. It's only for a man and not a woman. Even though you're right, there's a machlokas all over shas with the yeshayim lemikra, yeshayim lemesora. Yes. Here everyone agrees that it's we darish as if it's written b'lashon yachid. Why? The Ritva says because mistaber that. The halacha is not that a woman is not kovish. See, when you have a vacuum, then there's a machlokas and shas with the yeshem limik or yeshem limisora. But when you have a svara pushing in one direction, everyone's going to say you should darshan it the way it's written, which is called yeshem limisora. You follow what I just said? That's what the Ritva writes.
That's probably why Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch didn't like that answer.
Okay, but the first sheet is that in the Chachamim. Is this smart? So what I want to bring out here is that, and let's read on the next, we'll get to Rav Yosef. But what I want to bring out is that L'chol HaPachas, according to these Amoraim, who's Rabbi Elah B'Shim, Rabbi Elah B'Shim, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, yes, the Rabbanan hold that this pasuk that was said for Adam and Chava is also a what? You tell me, is also what? Is also the makor for Puruvu. You understand what I'm saying? It's also the makor for Puruvu because he's masking that I want to use that pasuk. He is masking that I want to use that pasuk. Yes, no problem. I do want to use that pasuk, but I'm going to darshan in my way. You follow what I'm saying? So I want you to get that down, Binyamin. You follow me? That's what you see from these Amoroim. They're just arguing on the Tzuras Alimud. Do you exclude women or do you not? Okay, do you exclude women or not? I mean, you could say it's only a Givui Mosa Baalma, but the bottom line is that Pashup Shad is that he's using it as a Makor. So, the Chinuch, I think, just snatched it right out of the Gemara, because the Chinuch used the very first Pasuk that we said as the Makor. And he says, I'm interpreting the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. And the Radak holds exactly like the Chinuch, that despite the fact that it's a Bracha, right, because it says v'yavarach, but it also is used as the makor she mitzvah l'bnei adam, that it's a mitzvah l'bnei adam as well. You know who else says this? The rokeach al atayr. He says also because dafke b'dogim does it say lashon bracha, but adam mechavet says v'yomer lehem. What does v'yomer lehem mean? Not just a bracha, but it means an imperative. And who else says like this? The Ben Ezra. So there are four rishonim I just quoted you: the chinuch, the radak, the rokeach, and also the Ibn Ezra that seemed to interpret this pasuk as being not just the bracha but also the tzivui. Okay? Now, the Gemara continues and offers a different makor. Rav Yosef Amar Mehacha, Ani Kel Shakai Prei Ravei, Velo Kamer Purvu. So it's a Lashon Yach, it's only men and not women. Okay? Now, for some reason, Rav Yosef did not like the drasha of Rabbi Loi B'Shem Tanah Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. He didn't like that first drasha. Maybe he didn't like the drasha because maybe he thought it was only a bracha. But the bottom line is that he didn't like that, and Rav Yosef says his own what? Rav Yosef says his own shita. What did he not like about the pasuk? What did he not like about the good first part of the good kasha? But the bottom line is he didn't like it, okay? Says Taisus on the spot here. Let's get it. Taisus says in Samachem Ebez, Lo Kamer Puruvu. Remember I had the Diuk? Havagav del Adam Rishon Kamer Puruvu. But also says, Adam Rishon Puravu, right? Hayi bracha ba'alma lo l'mitzvah. So Taisa writes black on white, don't bother me from that. That first pasuk Taisa says is what? Is only a bracha. So Taisa argues it cannot be a what? It cannot be a mocker. It's not an imperative. It's not a mitzvah. Okay? So you hear what I'm saying? You know what Taisa is bothered by? What was the lashon of Yosef? It says prayer ve, right? By Yaakov Avinu. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say plural. So frek Taisa, but also says, it says puravu by the first pasuk, and you ignored that, right? Mm-hmm. And you said it's only for men and not women. What's the answer? That wasn't an imperative. That was a bracha. You follow me? Mm-hmm. That was a bracha. That's Taisa's answer. Okay? That's Taisa's answer. So that's the chiddush. Okay? You got that? Mm-hmm. Now the Marsha asks on Taisa's. Let's just get it. Marsha and Sanhedrin asks, but the pasuk says by Bnei Noach Puravu Milu Asaretz. What does Gemara say in Sanhedrin? What daf was it? Was it in Testament Aleph?
In Sanhedrin?
Yeah. Sugan Sanhedrin is the pasuk is a tivui, not a bracha. New Testament base. So the Marsha asks, well, I don't understand. Bnei Noach, it also says Puravu, right? And the Sugan Sanhedrin says this is a tivui. So men and women should be mechuyu, not a bracha. So why don't you learn women or mechuyu from that? So the Aruch Avner and the Yashish Yankov answer, that's not such a kasha. Because there in the world is Noach and his wife, his kids, his wife's kids. So it's clear to Noach Labanov, he was talking to Tzivui, that the men and not women. So he wants a taina that also there. Okay, you got that chiddush? Okay, Nachum, but let's say it again. What was the makor of the Gemara of the Chacham, the men and not women? Rav Elazar, Mishum Rav Elazar, Shimon, because it said what? Puravu Chumilu Asar Zekiv Shua. Derech of Ish to Kov is not a woman, yes? Arav Ekiv Shua, it said Ekiv Shua without the Vav. The Sfar also men and not a woman. The response is not a problem. Even the old Yeshem with Mikra, Machliz Yeshem with Mishum, Yeshem with Masorah, everyone goes to Masorah. Then Rav Yosef is a different pasuk because it says, Ani Kelsak Kai Prayer Ve. It says a Lashon Yachid, yes? Mm-hmm. Not a Lashon Rabin. So, if it says a Lashon Yachid and not a Lashon Rabin, what does that mean? That means only men and not women. So, why don't you ask that same Kai? But it said Puravu by the Pasuk in Bereishis. So, why don't you include men and women if you're the Chum? Chum only include men and not women, yes? Right. So, Taisa says that first Pasuk is a Bracha, not a Tzivui. That's Taisa. Yes? Frekta Marsha, but the very next, the Pasuk in Noach says both. Yes? The puzzle in Noach says both. We know only and it's a tzivui. Gemara says the Pharisee and it's a tzivui. So why aren't men and women mechuyev? Right. So Achaner and the Yashish Yankov say because that's the chiddush. So that's the Marshal's kasha. He says why aren't men and women mechuyev? So he gives an answer because Noach used to be one of the only people there. And therefore, obviously, when Hashem was talking to Noach Abanov, when he said the Sivui, because they were the men and not the women there.
So, what's
Tosfos'
answer?
Tosfos' answer is that Pasuk in Bereishis is not a Sivui, it's a Bracha. Remember
but
we said?
How does that answer the Maharal Shah's question?
No. Tosfos, first you got to understand Tosfos. Tosfos
is saying.
Why? The Gemara slugged up, Rav Yosef slugged up. Because it's a Rav Yosef didn't slug up. He used prayer ve as a Lashon Yaakov Lo Rabin. That's why the Chum say only men and not women. What do you mean? What about according to the first marker? You're quoting the Pasuk in Bereishis. It's Puravu. So Chum should say women are mechuyev. That's the Marsha's kasha. Sorry, that's not the Marsha. That's Tosfos' kasha. That's Tosfos' kasha. What's Tosfos' answer? That the Bracha in Bereishis is not a makor. It's a Bracha Ma'am, not a Tzivui. But the Marsha says that the Gemara Pasuk in Noach is a Tzivui. Gemara said black on white in Sanhedrin it was a tzivui. Didn't it say it was a tzivui? And despite that it says puravu, and we say men are mechuyev and not women. That's the kasha of the Marsha.
Right.
So Achanir and the Yashish Yankov said that's not such a kasha. Because over there the world consists of only Noach and his wife and his kids and his wife's and the kid and his kids' wives. So obviously Noach Labanov, obviously the tzivui was only for them and men and not women. It's only for men and not women. Okay.
I don't know. Why is it so clear? When it's talking about Adam, it's just Adam and that's it. There's just Adam and Chav. It's like, that's all there is. There's no added, like, to say that, oh, because there's only Noah and his family, so therefore it's clear to Tzibui there. Well, by Adam, it's only Adam and
Noah. No, it's clear that it's a Tzibui. I'm just saying that you once it's a Tzibui, you have to see it's talking only to the men and not the women. That's what you have to say.
Well,
Tzibui's whole kasha was from Adam and Chava. There, you're right, there weren't other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. So the Tzibui of Hashem was to both of them. So then if there were the both of them, so why don't you what?
I'm saying
no, that fits very well. I'm saying since they were the only two people there, the stomach of the Tzibui was to both. So why aren't you Mechayev women? So that's why he's forced to say it was only a bracha, not a Tzibui.
But the Marsha's question is, how can he say that it's a bracha there?
No.
It's very... That's
not what the Marsha's asking. Marsha's
asking that...
Marsha's asking from the Pesukim Noach.
Right, saying that there's the same Lashon. Why? You can't say that one's a Tzibui and one's a bracha.
No, that's not what he's asking. He's taking to what Taisha is saying, and he's asking, but it says by B'nai Noach, it says what? It says it's a Tzibui, so why aren't women Mechuyev? Taisha's only answer was to get out of it, it wasn't a Tzibui.
Mm-hmm.
But I know from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the Pesukim Noach, it's a Tzibui, and it says but both. So why are women not Mechuyev?
Mm-hmm.
That's his kasha.
So he's not saying that it's a steer in the Lashon.
No, he's asking Lamai, so according to Tais' theory, if you know that the Pesuk is talking about a Tzibui, then why are women not Mechuyev? How do I know the Gemara is talking about a Tzibui? That's how the Pharisee Gemara says it, that the Pesuk
right.
I know is a Tzibui.
Mm-hmm.
But Tais is positing the Brach and Brach, the Pesuk and Brach is a Bracha, not a Tzibui. So that's the answer we want to give.
Even though they're the same
Lashonos. Yeah, mm-hmm. but the answer is, they're multiple people. The Archonish Mechadish, the Bria Solom, when the world was supposed to be fulfilled, Chiyuv was on women. Then it said, "Pray Rave, Lashon Yachid." They tell me the only men are Mechuyev. Please get that down. It's a Chiddush Shel Aruch HaNir.
But it's not Tzibui for Klal Yisrael, you're saying? For us?
No, before Bria, the beginning of Bria Sol, before the Chet Lamai, so the Chiyuv approval was on men and women.
Mm-hmm.
But once the Chet was, only it said, "Pray Rave." Only men are Mechuyev.
No, the Chet, but not after the Chet.
Yes.
And that's a Chiyuv on both still.
What'd you say?
That's a chiyuv on both still, on men and women still.
No, not based on what we said. We said it's only on the men and not the women in that group.
Mm.
Right? Okay, that's the chiddush. Okay? It's talking about Noach u'banav bilvad tzibui said. There are noshim, that's why it was plural. The men and not the women, you know? There were multiple men. Okay. We got this so far? Okay. It's just interesting that the Chinuch though, you know, argues with this Tosos and says that what? Chinuch argues with this Tosos and says that this is a real Makor. We have Arkhasam Lakim, Yomalam Puruvu, Rimalam, Avirmalam, Lakim Puruvu. This Pasuk is a Makor, Lamaisa. Yeah? That Rabbi Yochum and Broca uses, and according to the Chachamim, women are not Mitzuva, and the Lachas like the Rabbanon, we don't learn it from the Pasuk. You know, I mean, it's a little bit difficult, you know. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to quote this as a Makor, and then it should follow that women should be Mechuyev, but obviously he holds women are not. No one holds women are Mechuyev. We don't hold it for Rabbi Yochum and Broca. So, even though I said to you, what do you do with the Pasuk? So the Gemara deals with it. And the Gemara says that he said Puruvu v'chivshuha, right? So that shows men lamaisa and not women. And these Amoraim are holding that it's men and not women.
And
they're holding lamaisa that it's what that it is a tzivui. So it's just strange that Chinuch quotes the pasuk straight up, which is Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka uses. To say that women are Mechuyev and the Rabbanon hold or not, and the Lachas like them. So they don't learn it out from that Pasuk. So what I'm saying to you is it's a little bit strange why quote that Pasuk. You know what I mean? See, the Rabbanon are on the defense. You know what I mean? In the Gemara. You know what I mean by on the defense? They don't, you have to go, you'd be mazur to do away with those what? Those Makoros. You know what I mean?
Well, they answer with the Makoros.
What'd you say?
They answer with the with using the same
I know Rav Yosef is cleaner because Rav Yosef moves it away, disconnects from Brachos, puts it on with Yaakov Avinu. But I'm just saying to you that the first block of the Gemara is protecting who? It's protecting the Chachamim, but to use that as a marker seems a little bit difficult. But I want you to get this to save it. Meshech Chachma says a remarkable thing. And the Chachma Shlomo says the same thing in the Marav Shlomo Kluger. You with me? Mm-hmm. You cannot learn from the Puruvu of Adam Rishon that women are Mechuyiv. Because Kodem Chet Adam Rishon, yes? Before the Chet Adam Rishon, the Tzivui was also commanded to who? What does Meshech Chachma say? And Shlomo Kluger. And we don't learn from this pasuk of Rishon to prove women are mechuyev because kodem chet Rishon the tzi was prove even the women. Once the chet happened, and what was the chet? That women would have terrible pain in childbirth. Perikim pasuk that sign. Not shach at tzivui that they would be mechuyev to what? You got that, Meshech Chachma?
They both men and women are chayev.
He says, you know, Shlomo Kluger says, according to the Chachamim, you can't learn out from that pasuk Adam Rishon and Puruvu that women are mechuyev because Kodesh Chet Adam Rishon, the Tzivu of Puruvu, was what? The Tzivu of Puruvu was even on what?
Yeah.
Was even on women. Once the Chet happened and you're going to have childbirth, it's not shock that Hashem commands a person to go through pain. What's the famous pasuk of Mishlei? Terachel Darchenom, Kol Netivusah, Shalom. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
A nice word, no? You hear that word of the Meshech Chachma?
Sure, but we go through Torahs for.
I understand, but the Torah's ways of cleansing all its paths of peace. So once the bats of Tzel Dubanim came in, punishment to for Avram.
But everything we say that it's okay that it, like if it's caused you a bit of problem, oh, so it's good. You're doing
like you're, what?
So there's tzaras nefashos that you're going through, that you're doing mitzvah l'shem. Like the big three, you can even die for it, but to go through a little bit of tzaras, it gives you more tzara to do it, to do the mitzvah. We talk about
tzaraga. Could be, but he's just trying to be masber why it switched. That's what he wants to paint it.
Right, but to say that all mitzvahs we go like will never cause you.
I understand, but I'm saying that the whole nature of the mitzvah is difficult, so that's why you can hold like the Chachamim and still quote this pasuk, because and not mechayev women, because originally maybe they were mechuyev, but with the introduction of Tal Dubanim. It was. It's not shock that the women's chiyuv it remains the same. Okay, so that's the first approach we got. Yes, let's go with number two. Okay, let's go with number two. Number two is sheet this Rashi. Okay, number two is sheet this Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says. Precious test, Pug Zion, Latem Peru, Fip Shuto, Arishono, Brach of the Kanle Tzivui. Rashi commenting on the second Pusk we quoted, what does he say? He says, Timber, Fip Shuto, Arishono, Brach, the first one was a Brach of the Kanle Tzivui. Fimidrash, Lakish, Mishin, Osik Rivia, the Shofet Domin. Rashi goes to the Medrash, Gemara, someone who doesn't Osik Rivia is a murderer. So the Ramban there learns on Rashi, yes, that they're arguing. Bipshuto shomikro, humidrasho. According to Bipshuto shomikro, the psukim that are written by Adam Rishon, yes, Perach Alpazkves, in the beginning of Noach, Perach Tespazkves, are bracha, and this third pasuk is a tzivui. Yes? Kra didan the tzivui, because it says, you understand what I'm saying?
Which pasuk
is the tzivui? Tes Zayin. Remember, Tes Zayin is the second pasuk.
Right.
Tes Aleph is the first pasuk. No,
which
sorry.
Tes Aleph is the second.
Aleph, Chav Zayin was the first pasuk.
Right.
Tes Aleph was the second one. Yes.
Right.
So Rashi's commenting on there. And the third pasuk was Tes Zayin, which was which was the second one to Noach. Follow me?
Yep.
So on that pasuk, the one to Noach, Rashi says that the Rishon are brachas and the second one is a tzivui. You got that? So the Ramban learns, Rashi says, that's the Fipshuto, if he matters, you don't do it, you're a murderer. So Ramban learns in Rashi that they're arguing Pshuto Shemikra in the Medrash. Pshuto Shemikra, the Pesukim by Adam Arishon, yes? And the first Pasuk by Noach are Labracha, and the third Pasuk is Letzivui, yes? You with me? Lefi Midrasho, the first Pesukim, it says V'yavarech, Eino Inyan, L'nem Rachak Purvu. What does that mean? Elevada L'mitzvah Nemar. You got this? Well, let's plug in Rashi and Ramban. Come on. Mm-hmm. Rashi is a pshat and the Ramban. Let's get Rashi. Rashi says the first two psukim, the one in Bereishis, the first one in Noach are lebracha, and the third one, which is the second one in Noach, is a tzivui. Mm-hmm. Yes? And according to the Medrash, what it says, Vayavarech, is not really going on Purvu. It's Stam. It's a mitzvah nemar. Okay? What do you mean, L'mitzvah Ne'amar? It's, Eino L'nemar Achakach Purvu, it's Levada L'mitzvah Ne'amar. This is an imperative. Okay, it might be an added bracha. So that's Rashi. What's the Ramban argue on? Ramban argues. What do you see from Rashi? That the Rishon L'bracha means what? Hainu HaRishona Mibein HaAmurus L'Noach Ubonov Achar Amabu Yesh Pasuk Echen Miyutar Letzivui. You follow what I just said?
I'm not
following. Now, Ramban holds, what do you see from the Rashi? Ramban himself is Cholek and Rashi, which we'll get to, but Lamaisa, what I want you to get, you with me? It's a Pshat and Rashi now. What is Rashi saying? What's the Iker of Rashi?
I said
that the Rishonah's Lebracha means what? The Rishonah Mibein HaAmuros L'Noach Ubanav. The Rishonah is going between the statements to Noach Ubanav Achram Abel V'yesh Pasach Miutar L'Tzivui. So Rashi's motive that the Pasach Miutar, even it is a Tzivui like the Chinuch, yes? But it was needed as you need another tzivui. Why? Achar the mabul. Because why? Because it was an isser of tasha shamita, and they matered. It says the Gemara where in Sanhedrin kuf chesam and beis shasa mabul. There was no. They weren't mitzuvah.
Right. That's
the
first from the
pesukim. So balavach in mechuyev. It says according to the Ramban Pshat Rashi v'midrasho shenimsha shenishna tzivui v'adam uvenoch. Was repeated the Maisa. So do you understand what Rashi is saying here? Do you understand what comes out from Rashi Shita? Let's say it again. According to the Chinuch, that first pasuk is the tzivui. According to Rashi, the tzivui is the what? Is the third pasuk. Yes? The first two are labracha, and the third is the tzivui. And when it said vayivarech, it just ain't in the nemar akapru. It's just tam labracha. It's not going to prove it. The Ramban is going to get to. But Rashi, you see that when he says rishona labracha, he means. Are you with me?
Yeah.
It means the first of the two statements to Noach. But then the second one to Noach is a what is the tzivui. Yes? And Rashi could be motivated the chinuch that the first one was a tzivui, but he needed a second tzivui because why? The Isra of Tashmish, what, became about during the Mabul and then they were matered. So once you re-matered it, you need a what? You need a new chiyuv. You need a new makor. You follow me?
Right.
So this is the sheet of Rashi. So if I ask you so far, what's the Makor Puruvu? What's the Shechinah called? The first pasuk that's mentioned in the Torah. According to Rashi, it's the third pasuk. You follow me? Could be you might agree to Rashi, but he needs to know the tzivui. According to the Chinuch, Chinuch wasn't bothered by that. Once it was an issur tashmish, but it was rematrim. So what's the difference? What's the big deal? Okay, number three sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban says in his parashas, appears in Chumash and Brachos and in Noach. He's cholek in Rashi. He says bein lefi pshat, bein lefi medrash. The first two psukim are a bracha. Yes. The first two psukim are a bracha, and the third pasuk is the tzivui. The third pasuk is the tzivui. Some say this is the shita of Tosis. Maybe only be saying that within Rav Yosef. Tosis Dermaskel of the E. See the Tosis Dermaskel of the E? Yeah. So it could be he's only saying that within Rav Yosef, but that might be a shita. But I don't understand. If that's the Ramban shita, I thought we said according to Rashi, the mocker is really what?
Actually, the
Makar
is
Pasuk
3.
It was the third one. Isn't that what the Ramban is saying? I thought he was being cholik.
Well,
it
could be cholik saying that the first one is...
Shnei psukim arishonim nemru lebracha. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pasuk amur b'achrona l'rachabonach, that's the tzibur. So why is that different than Rashi? Oh, because the Ramban is saying that's the both the pshat and the drash. That's both the pshat and the drash. According to Rashi,
What does Rashi say? Rashi makes a chiluk between the drash and the pshat.
What'd you say?
Rashi's making a chiluk between the drash and the pshat.
Rashi's saying that. According to the Pshat, the first two are bracha, the third one is sivui. According to the Medrash, it's a mitzvah balma. It's not going on for Ravu.
So you're saying that it would be the second one is the source, pasuk 2 is the source.
According to who?
According to Rashi's understanding of the mitzvah.
Why do you say that?
The Midrash. Because the Midrash is saying that it said that the bracha is actually the word vayvarech is on a different part of the pasuk, and therefore it's still tzivui. So therefore, Rashi is saying that according to Midrash, that it's actually the second one is the actual tzivui.
Whereas the first one is?
According to the first one is a bracha, according to the Ramban and Rashi. Then the second one, according to Rashi...
Right, it says Vavarach in the second one, too.
So according to Pshat, it's a bracha on the second one. According to the Midrash, it's a tzivui.
I don't think that's right. I don't see what he's saying, the difference between Rashi and the Ramban is. Rashi is saying it could be like the Chinuch, but there's a new need to have a new limud. Where does it say Vivarach? The first two? Where did it say Vivarach? In the first two?
Both the first two say
Vivarach. Right, so he's saying that Vivarach in the first two is a mitzvah balma. So what are you saying?
When the Maharsha is quoting the second pasuk, right? Marsha is quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says it's clearly a tzivui.
Right.
So it seems that the Ramban is saying that it's actually a bracha, and the real tzivui is pasuk 3.
That's correct. So I'm asking, how is that different than Rashi?
Rashi would say that the second one is not a bracha; it's mamshet tzivui, but it was undone by the mabul.
And therefore, there's a need to have a third.
Yeah.
So according to Rashi, the second one is a mocker?
The second one would be a mocker, but because the Mabul...
Lefi the Pshat or Lefi the Medrash?
Well, the Medrash says it's a tzivui. I don't know about what Rashi
says. Only Lefi the Medrash. So you're saying according to the Medrash, Rashi argues in the Ramban, that the second pasuk is the Makor, you're saying?
Yeah.
and it was just needed to be repeated. According to the Ramban, the third one is the Makor straight up, in general.
Yeah.
Okay, then I think you're right. That would be correct, I believe. Because we're saying that Rashi would agree that there was another Poskin Pasuk Bracious is a Tzivui. You need another one, Akram Mabel, because it became Usher. You're saying that according to Rashi, the second one is the Makor?
According to the Medrash. According to how Rashi reads the Medrash.
She says, if you Medrash, Rashi Amar Tzchiz, Aksuvim, Rishon, Vyavarach, Enuin, Lenamar, Purvu, Levada, Lemitzvah, Namar. It's not just the first, it's not the second one, it's even the first one. Mm-hmm.
Why do we need multiple sources then?
When he says bracha, so he says, Ikud Rashi, you could say that when he says Rishon LaBracha, maybe he only meant the first of the two. The second one is a mocker. But, yeah. The second one of Noach is the mocker.
Okay.
You follow me? So it comes out, how is Rashi again different than the Ramban? What did you say?
According to that understanding,
it's difficult because he's being cholik on him. It's clear the Ramban is saying that the third pasuk is the Makor.
Okay.
Right, we got to get back to that. Okay, let's continue. What is the Makor of the Ramban? Makor of the Ramban is from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says, Privi Rivya Nemrla B'nei Noach, Devetem Pru Revu. Yes, and that's the second pasuk in Noach. The Maharsha proves like the Ramban also in Sanhedrin.
But the Ramban said it's the third pasuk, right?
That's what I just said.
The Maharsha just said, you remember you said that the Maharsha is the second pasuk.
Second of Noach, which is the third in general.
Okay.
Which is the third in general. Yes? Okay, so the Maharsha says like the Ramban, and then there's another Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Hey Meralef, that says, Emre Shalakish Bo, and Aksik Tov, Lavosenu. You understand that? If it was only for the fact we would have sinned, there would have been no further children.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, but it says Puruvu, the Gemara's Kasha. So for the fact the Gemara has the Kasha, and he asks from Tem Puruvu by Noach, must be that the Psukim and Brachos are what? That must be the Psukim and what? In the first pasuk in Bereishis and the first one in Noach are what? Lebracha lo letzivui. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So it comes out, Lamais, let's try it one more time with Rashi there. This bothers me. Rashi seems to say that Tem Puruvu, Tesan was the second one, is the Rishon of Lebracha, the Rishon of the list of the two of Noach, and the second was letzivui. Right? So Ramban touches up Rashi by saying they're arguing on Hufa Nachlakub Pshuto Shomikra Midrashway. Pshuto Shomikra Adam Rishon Tchilis Adibra Ben Noach Ala Bracha, and our pasuk is what? Is for Tzivui. Yes? Hufi the Medrash. See, that's what he's saying. He's saying that the Pshat and the Medrash are arguing. Hufi the Medrash. So according to the Pshat, which is the Makor, the third one, which would be like the Ramban. Yes? According to the Medrash, yeah?
The
Ivarech Lamais, the second one is the Makor. That's correct. Yes. But the Ramban is basically saying, Lefi the what?
The
Medrash. Lefi everybody, it's a what?
It's a
third one. That's correct. He says, Bein Lefi the Pshat, or Bein Lefi the Medrash, both of them are what? Both of them are bracha. So bracha Hashem, we figured it out. So let's get it down. Please get it down in your notes. According to Ramban, both according to Pshat and Drash, the third one's a mucker. According to Rashi, according to Pshat, the what? The third one is what? Is the mucker. Yes? According to the Medrash,
the
second one is a mucker. And Rashi's Rashi, when he says bracha, Ashkasa Rishon la bracha, he holds that that would depend what that means. According to the Medrash, it means what? No, according to the Pshat, it means the first one of the bracha, brachas of Noach, which was the second one, so the third one becomes a sivu, yes? Mm-hmm. But Rashi could always be moda that the first one was a tzivu, there was a need to what? Need to remention, because it's Tashma Shemitah. Okay, what comes out from all this? Let's get it. That it seems like it's a machlokas in the sugyas, that according to the Chinuch, as soon as man was created, there's a tzivu of Privi Rivia. From the sugyan Sanhedrin and of Avodah Zarah, what's the din? You tell me. It's mashma that what? That the makar is from number three, yes? From the times of Noach, so it's a steer in sugyas. You follow me?
Yeah.
Our Gemara seems to hold like the Chinuch, that it's from as soon as man was created. And the Sugyan Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah, where Sanhedrin says what? Remember what Sanhedrin was?
Sanhedrin was the according to Marsha, was also three.
No, but what was the Sugyan Sanhedrin? What did it say? What did it say, the Sugyan Sanhedrin? You know that.
Yeah,
it said it was talking about what? The Tzivu Pre-Rim is on the Tzivu of Adam. So the Sugyan of Avodah Zarah and the Sugyan Sanhedrin seems to imply like who? Like the Rabban, it's the third one. So the Mizrahi asks this Kasha, yes, the Re'im. He says the Machlaikis, and the Marsha says, you with me? It's Dokhik to rely on our Gemara because it's against the Stam Mishnah. What's the Stam Mishnah? It's against the Stam Mishnah. What's the Stam Mishnah? Right. Right. So what's the Stam Mishnah? That's correct. What's the Stam Mishnah? You tell me. Stam Mishnah is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds a what? That it was a mitzvah, yes? So how do you go against... How can you have Gemara's arguing it's a Mishnah? That's one kasha, the Mizrahi asks. That's one kasha Marshall asks. Please get it down. He has three kashas. Number two, he says, according to our sugya, why would you have to recommand it at Noah? Right? I mean, you could say what we said about this Tashar Mita, but that's the second kasha. What's the third kasha? What's the third kasha? That the pasuk rishon that's said by Noah is also a tzivui. Why you need two tzivuyim by Noah? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So because of all these kashas, the Marsha says the ikar limud is from the what? The second pasuk in Noach, Tempuravu. And our sugya is just a giwi on that pasuk said by Noach, that it's only for a man and not a woman. It's a giwi. The pasuk and brace are just a giwi. Even Rabbi Yochanan Rocher, who relies on the pasuk in Noach, and he quotes the pasuk that's Adam, was to say, don't bring a raya from the pasuk and brace to the pasuk of Noach. That it says only men, because it says by Noach both. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So both of them are dealing with the psukim and what? Brachos.
Mm-hmm.
Could be our sugya just to give you the pasuk Noach, give you the pasuk Amr b'Noach, that's only by men and not women. So Rav Yochanan Rokeh is also relying on Noach, and he's saying the pasuk that's said by Adam is in order not to say they don't have a pasuk from Bereishis from Noach. It's in order not to say that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
What's that last nakuda? You got that? What's the Marshal saying? So the old Nikar Lima is from the what? Third pasuk. Our sugya that goes with the first pasuk is the Gilui on the pasuk of Noach. That it means a man and not a woman. But the real mucker is Bereishis. Even Rabbi Yochanan Rokeh, who relies on Noach, he's just saying that don't bring a rye from Pasuk Bereishis to the Pasuk of Noach, that it's only for men and not women. He's also handling with that and saying that he's also relying on the Pasuk.
One second.
He's also relying on the Pasuk that's said by Benoach. Yes? He just mentions the puzzle said by Adam, in order not to bring a riot from Bereishis to the puzzle of Noach. That's what he was reading. The Ikaruk is by Bnei Noach. Okay? and he relies on it. He mentions autumn is not to bring a puzzle in Bracious. Okay?
Yeah.
Fine. That leads us to the fourth sheet now. Let's go. Uraim. Uraim and the Smog, they both say that four psukim it's mentioned. The ones along the Menach, all four psukim. Yes? And he says that they were. The Bahag seems a possibly with them in Broca. Women are Mitzuvim and Puruvu. It's crazy. Because all the psukim are Tzivuim and not Broca. But you see the Bahag later seems to say not that way. But basically the fourth sheet is the Uraim. He says, Arba Makomos Yisiru Torah Privy Rivia Brars Bracious. See Puruvu and Lazarus. See Yotam Ruiz Ruvan. Yerachar Vuska Smag. Arba Makomos Yisiru Torah Privy Rivia. You got this?
What does the Uraim say? Which one?
The Smag and the Uraim say the four psukim. Precious Braces, the two.
So they quote all of them.
Mm hmm. Yeah.
And that we don't do that where there's multiple sources to assume.
Four, yeah.
Four psukim to learn the same thing.
Four different makaris that we suggested. Okay, now we could say that when you quote the pasuk Puruvu, it says Puruvu, yes? Vein Dvarim Mukhraim, it doesn't mean the Mikra, that's referring to Bracious, or the one in Noah. So Ram the Minya Mitzis, Rosh Shavatara, Essay Rishit Beis. So we find that these psukim. Yeah, well, a lot of times you find the Rambam quotes it in the Mishnah, in the Minyan Mitzvahs. Esher Rishu Beis, Sefer Mitzvahs, Yad Chazak, Tet Vav, Lachalach, the Smak. So we don't, a lot of times when they quote the Pesukim, you know what he's referring to. Please get this. Yeah? But we find that whether we learn it out from Adam Rishon or Noach, in our Sugya, every one of them are Rahim. Yes? Rav Yosef says the marker is from the fourth pasuk by Yaakov Avinu. Yes? So there's no marker for women then. It's Yashon Yochid. Why don't the Rishonim? Why don't the Rishonim try to say that's Rav Yosef? Yes? Why didn't the Rishonim say it that's Rav Yosef?
Because of the third pasuk, it's only
in
Tzivui, there's definitely no bracha.
Adarabba, Ibn Ezra says, it's a bracha ba'alma, he says in Lamed Hei. So why would you know, the Divrei of Yosef, Makar the Mitzvah Puruvu is from that pasuk. So why are the Rishonim going away from it? You know?
Well, the
pasuk
3 is, we say it's only in
Tzivui. Ibn Ezra says, it's a bracha, so maybe you could say that. You could say a pilpa within Rav Yosef. Is the ikachi approval from the pasuk, and therefore women are not mechuyev? Or really, you learn off the ikachi is from where? The earlier psukim of Yaakov Avinu, you know? With me? The earlier psukim in Yomalem Puruvu, the pasuk Puruvu, come to exclude a woman. Yeah? It's Dom Lim Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So maybe you could say the real marker is. They could say like that, and that's why it says Kuli Alma ain't a puzzle of Yaakov Mocker. It's not a mocker of Yaakov, just an exclusion of women. But the real mocker is the other psukim before.
What's Ibn Ezra?
No, that's the this is a possibility you could suggest the Yaakov Otzer Yunim. What's it say?
The who?
Otzer Yunim. In the back of the Masifta. So Taisus, however, in Samachem Beis, I read you the Taisus, it's clear from Rav Yosef that the marker is what? Ani Kel Shakai, no? That Taisus says, don't bother me for Rav Yosef. He's treating Rav Yosef as a real marker, yes? And the Marshal says in the Sanhedrin, he says, if that's the real marker, the Puzzle of Noach, yes? Why you need another Puzzle of Prayer Bay? Why is that not good enough? Noach. So must be the Kerchiv is Bishlon Atzad, if you hold the Kerchiv, it's really from Brachos, even according to Yosef, and the whole Kasha doesn't start. But Tais didn't learn like that. Tais has the kasha. Yeah? You with me?
Mm-hmm.
So are there any other psukim? So in the Shas, they quote two other psukim. Yes, with me?
Yeah.
It says in Pirakei, Pasuk Havach, Lechem or Lehem, Shvu Lehem or Lechem. Moran Sanhedrin in Tezabeh says, this is the marker for Purim in this Messina. Okay, so you with me? So he said, and Sanhedrin uses the pasuk that is the mitzvah purim was repeated Har Sinai. There's a sixth pasuk mentioned in Divrei Kabbalah, Yishayim Memei pasuk Yeches, Lo Sov Rov Shavus Yitzrim. Mishnah says again, that's the makor purim. With me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Taisa says, why is it, are you with me? The mission Gittin, we learn in Mem and Bay, says, why did he use the marker of Chetziyev Chetzi Ben Charin? Remember we did that Taisa about Basra? Taisa asks, why didn't mention Puravu? So I want to just point out the Rambam, the Pirish Mishnah of Kulin, famous Rambam that says, we do everything because Hashem gave us our Sinai. We don't do it because, Avram Nechazas of Enoch. We do it because Moshe Rabbeinu asked Har Sinai from Hashem. Also, Milu, we don't do it because of what? Avram, because Hashem commanded us, yes? Kidanash, we don't do it because of Yaakov Vinu. We do it because why? Kodesh Baruch commanded us. Gam is for the Kurakulom or Shalom Stavin Yaakov Mitzazu. So let's close with this. You got that, Rambam? You're not be curious if you don't do it from Har Sinai. So this would be an example of that. I mean, he lists off Mila, Avram and Achai, what else? Kidanasha, put on the list Puravu too. Yeah? Put on the list Puravu. I thought the rule was it's repeated Har Sinai. Yes? Isn't that the rule? What it says had it repeat our sin. It's for both Jews and Goyim. No, it's not repeated. It's only for Jews. Remember that? It's counterintuitive. So why is it? Doesn't Taisa ask? So why are Goyim not mitzvah and Puravu Yeruvia? Doesn't Taisa ask the kasha? I preview tamei nolam lo nem lo bnei noach v'mishum lo kasha b'hadi shem mitzvah amar lo kumetz lo kasha shom shev al tazin namihu mishum mitzvah preview mitzvah shel achshu zera. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, previously it was Nemel ben Enoch, and it was repeated. Yes? So Gemara says that was a different reason. Davar Shem Minyan, Tzarech La'atiro. But we view it as if it wasn't repeated. You follow me? It was only said at Har Sinai to get to, because you need a matar, Tasher Tashmash. It was the Asher Tash, and then he remattered it. Okay? Okay, so let's close with this, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow, B'Shem. The Rambam Paskins, based on the man's Mitzvah Ruvin, not a woman, the Rambam Paskins where? Please get it. Perichavav, Olachavav, yes? Nechazishas. Posits a woman should not stay alone because of Chashad. People think she's a Zoyna. She's not married. It says in the Shulchan Aruch Simon Al Sufi Gimel. So Bikivagar asks, he quotes a Radach, asks a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam Nechazishas Siri Bia, yes? Says Rishus Biadishul Zotunasalom. She has a Rishus never to get married. You got that? Steer in the Rambam. So what's the answer? Should be Kivagar says Rishim Knesagrol and Isuri Bira, he was talking about an ear that was all women or Srisim. So no Kshad that she's, if she's single, that she's being Mizana. Yes? So the Birhate of Sifkon of Zion says no Isra even in Rabbanan that a woman should never get remarried. It's just an Eitzatova. I and Isuri Bira, it says Al Pidin. She can stay one single. Lashon Ram of Zish, Mitzvah Chachamim. He shall attach him to him, will Isha shall yovel the hear. The man shouldn't stay single, come to her. But they should use will Isha as Deksha. Should be given Eggers as Mitzvah Chachamim is going on both. That she shouldn't stay alone. So says the Rav HaShulchan. But the Berheit, if the Mitzvah Chachamim is only going on the Isra of a man without a woman. Okay. You got that? Is that clear? Mitzvahs Chachamim is going on. Mitzvahs Chachamim is just going on the issue of man, that a woman, or a woman is not. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that explicitly. Yeah. That's the, so the Aruch HaShulchan and Rabbi Akiva Eiger say it's going about as an Isser. But the Bir Heitev is saying that there is no Isser, it's just an Eitz Tova. So it comes out that you don't have to make an Akimta. Okay? You don't have to make a Akimta, just an Eitz Tova. That's the chiddush I want to bring out. You follow me? So Machlokes is the Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Aruch HaShulchan on one hand against the Bir Heitev. See, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, if there's an issue, how do you get out of it? Talking about a case, it's all women, so there's no issue. According to the Bir Heitev, there's no issue at all. Rambam is only saying issue for a man. It's a tov for a woman not to get married. Okay, let's stop here. Have a wonderful day.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day. Please put the plugs back in.
Mm-hmm.
Take this form back in.